Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'll hang out with that guy. I like the cut of that guy's jib. I'll smoke cigars and eat steak with him on Monday at Legacy in Stafford. Speaking of Monday Night Football last night, and I think based on the results of the Jags-Bills game last night, and honestly, really basing it on the results of how those two teams have played all season, last night was just an extreme version of both. Judging from we talked to Ross Tucker in the 7 o'clock hour, and Ross probably watched way more of the Jags in weeks 1 and 2 than I did to get ready for last night's game. So Ross's opinion on the Jags was that I don't think he thinks they played poorly in weeks 1 and 2. Just that they got boat raced last night. They lost both those games and then got boat raced. They're 0-3 now. But this Jags game on Sunday for the Texans, Seth, they're going to get one of two versions. They're either going to get the version that is backed into a corner trying to save their coach's job.
Right.
Or they've already cashed in. Like, the version that we're going to get of the Jags, we've seen it already. We saw it last night.
Okay, one thing that you worry about if a team fires a head coach is, all right, well, do they get an interim coach bump?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just feel like, oh, wow, there's something. It usually doesn't last. But I think the Texans got that when they played the Dolphins a few years back, right?
Dan Campbell. Yeah.
That was when Dan Campbell took over. It was like the first or second game after Dan Campbell took over. And that felt very real. And now, knowing what we know about Dan Campbell as the head football coach, I think there was some juice infused into the Dolphins by Dan Campbell that ended up in the Dolphins winning a couple of games, including against the Texans. If the Jaguars fire Doug Peterson this week, I think the most likely candidate to replace him is the guy who's also the least like Dan Campbell in the NFL, Mike McCoy. I think Mike McCoy, the quarterback's coach, who has, I wouldn't say like little personality. I don't know what his personality is. His personality is accountant in a stereotypical accountant in a movie. Like whatever you would have from Central Casting, like, oh, have this guy play the boring accountant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think they get any bump from the Mike McCoy. I like Mike McCoy as a coach and some of the things he did when he was head coach, but I don't think it's going to be him. The other thing is Shad Khan, the owner, apparently was as livid as Shad Khan can get after a game last night. I'll read this by Ryan Talbot,
okay,
who I think is a Buffalo writer.
Okay.
So remember that earlier this year, Shad Khan had said, make no mistake, this is the best team assembled by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Best players, best coaches, but most importantly, let's prove by winning now. I take offense to that. I was a fan of the Jaguars back in 1999, and those guys
you were a
good.
Big fan of that team.
Yeah. So, and I say that I'm not personally insulted because I wasn't one of these great players, but that on that team, there were some studs.
Team.
If Shad Khan wants to be angry about a team underperforming, the Jaguars that year went 14-2 in the regular season, but just couldn't beat the Titans in the regular season or in the play. But they underperformed on the talent that they had. They had some incredible talent.
Yeah.
So you can go die over that one, Shad Khan.
Shad should have left that as, this is the best version of the Jaguars on my watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah.
But apparently he was upset. So following the loss, a Jaguars reporter for the Florida Times Union reported that it left the usually reserved Shad Khan seeing red. Quote, someone close to the Jaguars told owner Shad Khan to me tonight, says this, angrier than I have ever seen Shad. He's usually a reserved, kind gentleman. Not tonight.
Wow. Okay.
He was even unkind, apparently.
Yeah. Because I hear good things about him. That's interesting, because when you're bringing up Doug Peterson getting fired this week, I'm like, no. But boy, if Shad Khan's angry. But this, along those lines, this could be the Jags playing for Doug Peterson. The Texans could get a coach fired next week. Let's just put that. And I don't know that that's a motivation for players. I'm sure it's probably not. It's probably not a motivation. Like, the Texans need to play well for the Texans' sake, not to get Doug Peterson fired. But they could get Doug Peterson fired next week. If they go out and beat the Jags 38-10, Doug Peterson will not be the coach of the Jags. And at that point, they're 0-4. And I'm guessing Trevor Lawrence played like crap again. And they just invested $200 million in Trevor Lawrence. You know, like they, you're at a stage, like honestly, you're at a stage at that point where the last 13 weeks of the season are, it's more about getting Trevor Lawrence to look like an NFL quarterback than it is getting to the postseason.
Yeah, know? I don't, I mean, this is a very uncomfortable spot to be in as a team and a franchise that just paid this guy, and that, like, that Trevor Lawrence interception to DeMar Hamlin, that was just god awful. That was just, it was, I mean, it looks like he's regressing over the course of the last season and a half to an extreme degree. And he had injuries as an excuse last year. People love to point out the various injuries that he'd had. To, you know how I feel about that. Like, yeah, NFL quarterbacks are injured a lot.
Yeah.
And most of the time you don't hear much about it because the good ones keep playing well through those injuries.
Yeah.
They don't make it a reason for why you didn't play like a guy who deserves $250 million or something. So right now, with no injury excuses that we know of, Trevor Lawrence does not look like he was worth that money.
No. And they gave it to him. Which AFC South team would, other than the Texans? I think most, if you were a random fan with no dog in the fight, you would be, said, someone said to you, I want you to root for an AFC South team. I would pick the Texans in an instant because you got a rookie quarterback, a rookie contract quarterback who might be one of the five best in the league, and you got a good roster and a good coach moving forward. Of the other three teams, which would you pick to be a fan of? Inbred jokes aside, I'm talking,
Right, right. If I didn't have to actually fornicate with anybody in those states, then I would, Indiana might not have a choice, but it's a weird state, man. I think that it would probably be the Jaguars still, because I still think that perhaps with a different coach or what have you, we've seen the upside of Trevor Lawrence as an NFL quarterback. We really haven't seen the upside of Will Levis. The upside of Anthony Richardson is, if he can stop being an absolutely horrendous quarterback 95% of the time, the 5% is really nice. I think Shane Steichen is really good with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I think that he's a really good offensive coach. But Anthony Richardson, as of yet, looks like the guy that will make a brilliant play every now and then, but overall, he just doesn't have it in him to be an NFL quarterback. I mean, Sean, it's 2024. And he's gone three straight games without completing 50% of his passes.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Imagine if it had been a backup that had come in and completed less than 50% of his passes over the course of three games.
Right.
Do you think the backup would still be in there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
no, they'd find somebody else.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say this, though. I saw some of the post game of that Colts win over the Bears. I came away really impressed with Anthony Richardson. He did an interview with, Stacey Dales after the game on the field. Uh-huh. And he also talked to the team after Steichen got done giving out all the game balls. Like, he did a little pep talk. And in both the interview and with his team, he was very humble. Like, he knows, he at least has the self-awareness, unlike some of the offensive linemen on our team here in Houston. Mm-hmm. He at least has a self-awareness to know, I got to fix some stuff, man. Like,
this isn't acceptable.
He's like, man, JT ran the ball for 100 yards. Our defense got after Caleb Williams. He's listing everybody
who did their job.
And he's I got to be better, man. I have to be better.
That's impressive in that it wasn't like in a sulking manner either, because that's the hard part about being a leader is, you know, you still do have to project strength and everything, even when you're the one that screwed it all up.
Yeah.
And pushing it out towards. Yeah, I mean, he seems like a hell of a nice kid.
Yes.
I'm just saying, as an actual NFL quarterback, though, I don't know if it's in him to continually, like, either make good decisions or throw the ball with accuracy. He's going to be one of those guys, like it was with Josh Allen, where it needs to be a complete re-engineering of his mechanics.
Yeah.
And supposedly that's what he was doing this past offseason. The difference is that it was as he was rehabbing a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough to do both those two things at the same time.
Yeah.
I think next year, upcoming offseason will be the big test for whether he can actually just become a consistent passer.
You're saying that, and John Lopez and Reggie Atatula come into studio here. We'll bring these guys in on the conversation. As you're saying that, Seth, up on the TV screen in the studio here, you're saying – Anthony Richardson needs to go get fixed the same way Josh Allen did, like re-engineer the mechanic. They are showing Josh Allen throwing dimes, like off his back foot, sidearm, like back in the, like precision throws to the back of the end zone. I'm telling you right now, if Anthony Richardson ever turns into this, we're all screwed.
We're screwed.
Like, we're done. Like,
they're
going
to have to cancel football.
Yeah. Like, we are done.
Anthony Richardson's running ability combined. It's not like Josh Allen's a bad runner, but Anthony Richardson is just that good of a runner.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen, obviously a very good runner, but nowhere near Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
You're saying this, and Josh Allen is literally like sidearming a 30-yard pass to Dalton Kincaid in the back of the end zone. I'm like, oh,
no,
God.
And that's where Josh Allen, I mean, Josh Allen was definitely 100% discussed thoroughly by Indianapolis before they drafted Anthony Richardson, because Josh Allen is a shining example of a guy that actually did fix his accuracy issues.
Yep. What's
yeah, up? Seth, I thought that would be the thing that was going to get a whole bunch of GMs fired, is that, like, you know, we've always seen general managers covet the big arm quarterback and all those things. But, you know, the old thought of, the accuracy, you can't fix that. And then Josh Allen got out here and fixed it. And now it's like, oh, this is a possibility. Let Anthony Richardson do it too. Oh, man, GMs are going to be out here falling over their faces.
No, nice kid. Nice kid, Anthony Richardson, who I hope is doing like the C game on ESPN on Saturday nights on college football as a color analyst in 3 years. Yeah. What's up, John?
Nothing, man. Just
are you ready for Laramie Gate day two?
Oh, are we wet?
Yeah,
ready?
Ready? Boy, we've
got stuff, as Reggie likes to say, stacked.
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 Yeah.
Stacked on the dock.
Yeah. People are still angry with him, man.
I don't. Reggie. I wonder what it would take for them to stop being angry with him.
Yeah. Who? The fans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I know. I almost felt this morning. I it's rare that we get such unanimous approval when we're torching somebody. Usually, there's like a good percentage of people that are like, all right, come on, guys, that's enough. I feel like people weren't happy with Sean and I because we weren't like just full blown, you know, staging the castle or storming the castle, trying to physically remove Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did our best today to make up for lost
time. I came into the show yesterday and Reggie was a little bit eyebrows raised. I said, they need to bench this guy.
I mean, my eyebrows were gone.
I said, they need to. And then I look at the text board and the YouTube and they're like, yeah, I agree. Yeah. Bench him.